Now, gentlemen, we have two basic suggestions for the architectural design of this residential block. And I thought it better that the architects themselves demonstrate the particular advantages of their designs. Ah, that's probably the first architect now. Mr. Wiggin of Ironside and Malone.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a model of a 12-story block, combining classical Neo-Georgian features with the efficiencies of modern techniques. The tenants arrive here in the entrance hall, are carried along the corridor on a conveyor belt in extreme comfort, past murals depicting Mediterranean scenes, towards the rotating knives. The last 20 feet of the corridor are heavily soundproofed. The blood pours down these chutes, and the mangled flesh slurps into these large...
Excuse me.
Yes?
Did you say knives?
Rotating knives, yes?
Are you proposing to slaughter our tenants?
Does that not fit in with your plans?
No, it does not. We asked for a simple block of flats.
Yeah. I hadn't fully divined your attitude towards the tenants. You see, I mainly design slaughterhouses. Pity. Mind you, this is a real beaut. None of your blood caked on the walls and flesh flying out of the windows incommoding the passers-by with this one. My life has been leading up to this.
Yes, and well done, but we wanted an apartment block.
Well, may I ask you to reconsider? You wouldn't regret this. Think of the tourist trade.
I'm sorry, but we want a block of flats and not an abattoir. Mm.
Yes, well, that's the sort of blinkered Philistine pig ignorance I've come to expect from you non-creative garbage. You sit there on your loathsome spotty behind, squeezing blackheads, not caring a tinker's cuss for the struggling artist, you excrement! You whining, hypocritical toadies with your colour TV sets and your Tony Jacklin golf clubs and your bleeding Masonic secret handshakes! You wouldn't let me join, would you, you blackballing bastards! Well, I wouldn't become a Freemason now if you went down on your lousy, stinking knees and begged me!
Well, we're sorry you feel that way, but we did want a block of flats. Nice though the abattoir is.
Oh, sod the abattoir. It's not important, but if any of you could put in a word for me, I'd love to be a Mason. Masonry opens doors. I'd be very quiet. I was a bit on edge just now, but if I were a Mason, I'd sit at the back and not get in anyone's way.
Thank you.
I've got a second-hand apron.
Thank you.
I nearly got in at Hendon.
Thank you.
Well, have we anyone else to see?
Yes, there's the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. That's all. Just surprise.
What about fear?
Oh, yes, yes, all right. Surprise and fear.
And the fanatical...
Shut up! Right. You're accused of heresy on three counts. Heresy by thought, heresy by word, heresy by deed, and heresy by action. Four counts. Now, you have one last chance. Confess the heinous sin of heresy. Reject the works of the ungodly. Two last chances. And you shall be free. Three last chances. You have three last chances. Unrighteous creatures, how do you plead? Where's everybody gone? Cardinal Fang? Cardinal Fang!
Sorry, my lord, we were just having a cup of tea with these architects.
Shut up!
And they've got these lovely little chocolate cake with silver balls.
Shut your Jesuit face!
And there's these goodies with little spangles and toys and tea. Shut up, you kind son of a...